Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, as we all know, things in our world today are far from business as usual. The COVID-19 pandemic, protests in the streets, and cries of racial injustice have taken center stage. And that's why Pastor Rick has decided to set aside our regular programming in order to share his heart regarding these extremely critical issues. He'll be taking us through the small but mighty book of James in a series called A Faith That Works When Life Doesn't. In this teaching, Rick gives you the principles you need to live through a pandemic. Please be sure to invite a friend or loved one to listen along with you today as we continue with our series. In a year that's caused millions worldwide to experience fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it's never been more important to get God's life-changing word out to as many people as possible. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will allow us to do just that. If you'd like to help this ministry as we reach out to the world with the hope found in Jesus Christ, just go to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called A Faith That Stays Calm in a Crisis.
Now, the third part of reflecting before reacting is the third thing James says. He says, be quick to listen, then be slow to speak, and then he says, be slow to get angry. Now, if you do the first two parts of that verse, the third will be automatic. If you are quick to listen and you're slow to speak, you will automatically be slow to get angry. Now, I want you to notice that he twice uses the word slow. Two times he uses the word slow in one sentence. Why? Because James is trying to get you to delay your response. Delay, as I said, is a great remedy to anger. So, what do you do during the delay while you're waiting, while you're cooling it? What do you do during that delay? The answer is this: you analyze and you try to understand your anger. Proverbs 19:11 says this: a man's wisdom gives him patience. If the more understanding you have, the more patient you're going to be. Write this down, okay? Write down, the more I understand my anger, the more understanding I'll be. Now, that's not only true of yourself, it's true of others. The more I understand my spouse's anger, the more understanding I'll be of my spouse. The more I understand my child's anger, the more I'll be understanding of my child. The more I understand my coworker's anger or my neighbor's anger, the more understanding I will be of them. Now, let me give you three questions. Write these down. Three questions to ask yourself that you're considering when you're holding it back. You just put these in your mind. When you're angry, the first question to ask is why? Why am I angry? And then the second question is, what do I really want? Because something's being frustrated here. What do I really want? Why am I angry? What do I really want? And the third is, how can I get it? Blowing up is rarely the best way to get anything. It just doesn't work. What I'm saying is that if you reflect before reacting, then you can identify the cause, the root cause of your anger. Typically, the root cause of anger is one of three things. It's hurt, or it's frustration, or it's fear. First, hurt when we're wounded, emotionally wounded or physically wounded. You hit your thumb, you get angry. When you get hurt, hurt causes anger. Second, frustration causes anger. When you get irritated, when you're forced to wait, when nothing works, when we can't control a situation. Have you ever had a baby that would not stop crying? And you're getting angrier and angrier because you can't make this baby stop crying. You know, the more you need to control things in life, the higher anger quotient you're going to have in life. High control equals high anger. So frustration causes anger. Third cause of anger is fear. And when we get threatened, when we feel attacked, when we feel afraid, we get angry. Anger and insecurity go together. The more insecure I feel, the more angry I'm going to be. And while you're being quick to listen and you're being slow to speak, while you're doing that, I would encourage you to silently pray Psalm 141, verse 3. Lord, help me control my tongue and help me to be careful about what I say. By the way, I'll just throw this in. You know the number one cause of reacting before you reflect? What causes reacting before you reflect? Alcohol. Proverbs 20, verse 1, drinking too much makes you loud and foolish. It's stupid to get drunk. Why? Because you don't think straight. How many arguments have taken place in alcohol because we react before reflecting instead of reflecting before we react? All right, let's review. Step one, I realize the cost of anger. It's not worth it. The price is too expensive. There's always a payment to be made, and I can lose a lot. Step two, resolve to manage it. Make the decision. Stop saying I can't control it and start saying, with God's help, I can. And step three, James says to reflect before reacting. Quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to get angry. Now here is the fourth step. Release my anger appropriately. Remember I said the problem isn't anger. The problem is inappropriate release of it. Ephesians 4:26 in the Bible says, if you become angry, don't let your anger lead you into sin. Do you realize that you can get angry and not sin? That's what that verse says. It says, don't let your anger lead you into sin. What is he saying? There's a right way and there's a wrong way to express anger. There's an appropriate and inappropriate way to express anger. There's a helpful way and there is a harmful way. It's not the anger, it's how you release it. See, most of us express anger in ways that actually move us farther away from the goal. It doesn't bring us closer to what we want, our hurt healed, our frustration resolved, our fears relieved. No, it moves us further away. Now, while I'm on this, I want to expose a myth that many people think and believe about anger that simply isn't true. And here's the idea, that everybody has a set amount of anger, okay? How many gallons of anger you've got in you, like you're carrying a bucket of anger around with you. And the myth is that if you could get rid of all the anger in that bucket and you could pour it all out, like in an outburst and you pour it all out, then you're gonna feel a whole lot better because you poured out the bucket. That sounds nice, but it just isn't true. Why? Because friend, you don't have a bucket of anger inside of you. You have a factory. You have a factory of anger. That's human nature. And research shows that anger produces more anger, that aggression produces more aggression, that outbursts lead to more outbursts, and that more anger leads to more anger, not a reduction. And so think, well, I'll feel a whole lot better if I just get it all out. No, it actually becomes a habit. The Bible says in Proverbs 15, verse 1, a gentle answer quiets anger, but a harsh one stirs it up. Why does a gentle answer quiet anger? Well, first, giving a gentle answer is going to quiet your own soul. Have you noticed that the louder you speak, the more angry you become? And if you intentionally talk softer, your anger goes down? What's the best way to deal with anger in yourself? Well, don't suppress it. In other words, store it up inside. That can harm your body. Don't repress it. That's denying you're angry. There's a word for repressed anger. It's called depression. Don't express it. That's inappropriate ways. You're like sarcasm, like you're an expert of cold cuts and manipulation or getting your own way or attacking or pouting or crazy behavior. Don't express it in inappropriate ways. The right way to deal with anger is to confess it. Just admit it. I'm angry. And then even more important is admit the cause. I'm really hurt. I'm really frustrated. I'm really afraid. When you're angry at someone and you express anger, they get very defensive. But if you say, I'm afraid, their defenses go down. If you say, I'm hurt, their defenses go down. It's much easier to deal with people's fear or frustration or hurt than it is to deal with anger.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
In a year that has caused millions to become more isolated than ever, dealing with emotions like fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it is clear that access to the hope of God and His Word is more important than ever. At Daily Hope, we know how vital it is that as many people as possible find that hope as easily as possible. You can help ensure that God's Word continues to be delivered to more and more people around the world. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will help us to continue reaching as many people as possible with Daily Hope for their lives. Your gift today will ensure we are able to keep doing just that. But we only have till midnight on June 30th. After that, we lose any part of the grant we haven't used. Please call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com today to give your gift so that those in need have access to the hope found in Jesus. We'll say thanks by sending you Rick's brand new Daily Hope Silver Scripture Box with 52 Bible verse memorization cards based on the Invisible War series. Remember, any gift you give today will be matched up to $50,000 till the end of this month. That's 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. Now, let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
Now, the next step that I'm going to give you from Scripture is a key to permanent long-term change. Here it is, number 5. I repattern my mind. I learn to think in new ways. The way you express your anger right now, it's a learned response. You learned it. Now, here's the good news. Anything that's learned can be unlearned. Romans 12, verse 2, don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person. How? By changing the way you think. Now follow me on this. You got to repattern your mind for permanent anger management. You see, you act angry because you feel angry. And you feel angry because you're thinking angry thoughts. Okay, your thoughts determine your emotions determine your actions. If you want to break the habit of anger, then you're going to have to do some mental reconditioning. And you change the way you think. Now, have you noticed that anger is contagious? It's contagious. And that's why the Bible says you need to be aware. In fact, Proverbs 22:24 says this, keep away from angry, short-tempered people, or you'll learn to be like them. Okay? In other words, anger is contagious. Anger can infect others. That's why you want to keep kids out of gangs, because they create anger. Now, kids learn from models that they observe. And anytime you lose your temper, you're modeling it for your kids. You're teaching them how to be angry. And the shameful little secret in millions of homes is that out of control anger is hurting families. Last year, 4 million wives were beaten by angry husbands. Last year, 10 million children were beaten severely by parents who simply didn't know how to control their anger. These are not bad people. They don't know how to control their anger. Proverbs 11:29, if you exploit or abuse your family, you'll end up with a fistful of air. That's message. Colossians 3:19, you husbands must love your wives. Never treat them harshly. If this is going on in your family, it has to stop now. You say, how? Number 6. The 6th step, ask God to fill me with His love. This is the real secret of God's power to change you from an angry person into a peaceful person, a calm person, a composed person, a heart at peace. 1 Corinthians 13:5 says, love is not easily angered. Love is not easily angered. So if I'm filled with God's love, almost nothing can upset me. But if I'm filled with anger, almost anything will upset me. Romans 15, verse 5, patience and encouragement come from God. I pray that God will help you all agree with each other the way Christ Jesus wants. God wants us to live in harmony. What am I saying? Your relationship to Christ, listen, will determine how patient you are. Your relationship to Christ will determine how well you master the anger in your life. You can change. You can change with God's love inside you. How does God help me manage my anger? Well, the Bible says in Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit is patience. God deals with the root cause in your life. And he wants to put fruit in your life, the fruit of patience, but he's got to deal with the root. What's the root problem that causes my anger? Matthew 12:34, Jesus says this, whatever is in your heart determines what you say. So the heart of the problem is a problem of the heart. When it comes to anger, the heart of the problem is a problem of the heart. The problem isn't my tongue, it's my heart. My mouth betrays what I'm really like inside. We've all given the excuse, I don't know why I said that. That's not like me. Yes, it is. The heart of the problem is a problem of the heart. You say what's in your heart. For instance, someone with a harsh tongue is revealing an angry heart. Someone with a negative tongue is revealing a fearful heart. Someone with a boasting tongue is revealing an insecure heart. On the other hand, somebody with an encouraging tongue, they're always given an encouraging word, they're revealing a happy heart. And somebody with a gentle tongue is revealing a loving heart. And somebody with a controlled tongue is revealing a peaceful heart. What you and I need is a new heart. Fortunately, God specializes in heart transplants. David said, create in me a clean heart, O God. Jesus can heal your hurting heart with his love. Maybe in the past you have felt rejected or abused or unloved. I want you to know that Jesus cares about your pain. Your pain matters to God. And Jesus can replace your frustrated heart with his peace. And Jesus can replace your insecure heart with his power. You know, if you pick up a crying baby and you give it warmth and acceptance, it stops crying. And when you start feeling secure and accepted in the love of God, your inability or irritability nosedives. It nosedives. Now, what are you going to do about this? Every week here at Saddleback Church, we do several things at the end of our service. First, we recommit our lives to Jesus Christ. I want us to do that right now. And if you've never given your life to Christ for the very first time, I want to invite you to follow me. First, let me pray for you, and then we'll pray together. Let's bow our heads. Father, it's sad, but it's true that we often get angry at the people we love the most. Often we get the most angry at the people we're closest to because we forget that you are the source of all we need, not others. Jesus, help us to remember that when we expect anyone other than you to meet our deepest needs, we're going to be disappointed and we're going to get angry. Father, I'm certain that there are many people listening to me right now who are struggling with irritability and short temper and anger due to the hurt or the frustration or the insecurity or the fear that they're feeling during this crisis. And I pray for them that today they will experience hope and healing in a brand new way. Now you pray. Say, dear God, just call it out to God. Dear God, I admit that I have a problem with my anger. Just say that. I admit I've got a problem with my anger. And I need your help. And today, God, with your help, I am resolving to learn how to manage my anger. Jesus, I'm very aware of the way my anger has hurt other people. And please forgive me for trying to control things and then getting angry when I can't. Help me to reflect before reacting. Just say that. Help me to reflect before reacting. Help me to learn to release my anger appropriately. To repattern my mind with your word. And this most important of all, say, Jesus Christ, today I open up my life completely to your love. Fill me with your love. Fill me with love that it pushes out all the irritability and all the anger. Save me. Change me. Make the changes in me that only you can make. I want to trust you with my life. Amen. Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. Now, if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, in a year that has caused millions worldwide to become isolated, dealing with emotions like fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it's clear that access to the hope of God and His Word is more important than ever. At Daily Hope, we know how vital it is that as many people as possible find that hope as easily as possible. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will help us continue reaching out to as many people as possible with Daily Hope for their lives. You can help ensure that God's Word continues to be delivered to more and more people around the world with a financial gift to this ministry. Whatever amount you give will be doubled up to $50,000. Here's Rick to tell you more.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you, everybody. Because of your generosity, we're able to take the hope of Jesus Christ into places where there are no Bibles, no believers, and no body of Christ, no churches at all. Now, as you pray about giving, I want to ask you to ask God about sending a gift that's the largest you're able to give, because at this point of the year, we have a donor who has offered to match your gift. That means what you give will be doubled. We get twice the bang for the buck, in other words. So please respond quickly and give in such a way that we can maximize it through this matching gift. And I want to ask you this. Would you pray for us at Daily Hope? Pray as we reach out to people around the globe with hope that people will find Christ by the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. So thank you for being a partner with me to getting the message out.
Don't wait. This opportunity will be gone at the end of this month, and we'll miss out on any amount left over from the grant not matched. Just go to PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. Today, when you give, we'll say thanks by sending you Rick's brand new Daily Hope Silver Scripture Box with 52 Bible verse memorization cards based on the Invisible War series. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.